Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Fulyun, from Gateway News. One of the world's longest and most famous marriages came to an end on Friday when Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, died at Windsor Castle, just 2 months short of his 100th birthday. In an age when marriage has been under constant attack from those seeking to redefine this God-given institution, it was refreshing to report on an interview with former Archbishop of York, Dr. John Sentamu, who said that the Duke and Queen Elizabeth's marriage of more than 70 years was so strong because they were both so deeply rooted in Jesus Christ. He recalled incredible times of praying with the royal couple, who he described as being people who were free because of their deep faith in Christ. Prince Philip's funeral at Windsor Castle this Saturday will be a small family affair with only 30 people allowed to attend because of pandemic regulations. In other news, Freedom of Religion South Africa has sent a letter to President Cyril Ramaphosa urging him to allow religious gatherings to open up to 50% of the capacity of their venues, without any numerical cap on the numbers of people allowed, subject to strict adherence to all health and social distancing protocols. In response to pleas from church leaders, the president increased church capacity from 100 to 250 people inside and 250 to 500 outside prior to Easter weekend services, but said the status would be reviewed on the 15th of April. Presumably with an eye on a potential third wave of COVID-19 infections triggered by the Easter holidays. But, notes Freedom of Religion SA in its letter to the President, there has been no uptick in infections. In fact, it is evident that the health impact of COVID-19 has drastically decreased, with a reported 7-day average of 48 related deaths and 861 new infections, that is 0.001% of the population. In this week's news, we also have a review of the important new movie Roe vs. Wade, which sheds light on the landmark 1973 court case that legalized abortion in the United States and set a new standard for the world. Vaughan Luck, founder of the Student Pro-Life Movement of South Africa, who penned the review, says it is a must-see film, whether you are a pro-lifer, a pro-choicer, or you sit on the fence. He says the movie does not attempt to change your mind one way or another. What it does seek to do is to uncover some of the little-known truths behind one of the most controversial court cases in history. One of the stories told in the movie is how former abortionist and prominent abortion rights campaigner leading up to Roe v. Wade, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, had a life-changing moment that caused him to stop performing abortions and to start campaigning for the pro-life cause. In the nearly 50 years since Roe v. Wade, 60 million babies have been killed through abortion in the US, and currently we lose about 50 million babies a year to abortion worldwide. This week, we will also be publishing Episode 2 in a new series on an unlikely African revival in the early 90s. Amidst civil war and persecution of Christians, the Holy Spirit stirred up revival among young believers in Sudan that spread to different parts of the country and to many church denominations. Mass salvations, healing, deliverance, and great boldness were some of the hallmarks of this move of God. And today, pastors who were part of the revival are leading churches in different parts of Africa and the world. You can read these stories and more in Gateway News at gatewaynews.co.za or on Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.